your own practice and way of doing it, way of making life work for you, is what is most important.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to another episode of Roxy Talks, where we're discussing manifestation and creating the life that we want to live and being happy and appreciative and connected to that life that we are creating for ourselves. And if you're watching the video and not just listening to the audio, then you'll see I have a very special guest today, my little baby Mango. She's having a little bit of some anxiety right now, so she's sitting on mommy's lap and she's getting her shoulders rubbed. And it's actually kind of crazy because the cat, Miss Bunny Cat, is also sitting on the same chair. I don't know if Mango realizes this. I feel like she'd probably have even more anxiety if she knew the cat was like a foot away from her. But the cat is asleep on the back of my chair. Mango is on my lap getting a shoulder rub. And Leo is out there sleeping, being a good boy, just chilling. Oh, I see him walking around. Looks like he's heading to his bed. Cool. It's a nice day in the old Roxy Talks house. So I think that's in part due to the work that we've been doing here to follow our passions and fulfill ourselves emotionally. I've been meditating every day. If you've been listening, then you know that because I've been talking about it more lately and I'm getting my husband to meditate with me. And so we're just having a fun time. And actually, we did a guided meditation today together. And I wanted to talk about that meditation in general because on Saturday, I did the same meditation and I had such an interesting experience that I've been eager to get back to it. So I did it again this morning because I was like, okay, I'm going to talk about it in this week's episode of my podcast. And so I had my husband do it with me today. And so we're both working on meditating more and being more mindful, being more present. Definitely, again, following our passions and just being authentic to ourselves and appreciating who we are as people, what drives us and what we're interested in, and just kind of going after that because we can, you know, and we have to think like we can and act like we can in order to be able to be successful in it and not doubt it and fear it and all those other things, and just enjoying, you know, living. Period. Period. There's nothing else to say beyond that. It's just like learning how to enjoy living, I think, is that's where I'm at in life right now. That might sound weird, but like I've just spent so much of this last like year and a half. I mean, no, I've been spending the last, what, how old am I? 37, almost 20 years of my life, like grinding at making myself into something. And now that I like kind of did, I'm just like, okay, now what? Because now it's like, great, you did all that stuff, but like, are you happy? Do you enjoy your life? And like, of course, this all comes about during the pandemic year. And I think I know that I'm not alone in questioning my purpose, my drive, my sanity, my worth, my, you know, even reasoning for being on the planet, I know that like I'm not the only one going through that. And definitely just want to say, hey, if that's if you're also on that train, you are not alone. We are all just trying to figure this out together. That's why we convene and come together and share these ideas with each other. So again, that's what we do here. It's just about finding the best way of doing everything. And the best way is like subjective, of course, because my best way is going to be different from your best way and different from somebody else's best way. And like your best way might be my worst way. And that's definitely something I've learned, or I am working on accepting as a coach and a speaker, is like, you know, what works for me is great, but not everybody's wired like me. Nobody on the planet had the exact same childhood and upbringing and behavioral structure that I had. So how could anybody possibly think like I do? You know, and that goes for everybody on the planet. We're all that. So I just want to make sure that I am reminding and encouraging you to not just listen and do what I say, but to figure out what works for you. Because again, what works for me might not work for you. I don't know if I want to say analytical or scientific, because I'm also very much ruled by my emotions, but I'm also very logical or rational, I think. And the reason I'm saying that is because, like, you know, this practice for me is very black and white a lot of times. It's very much about like what I'm doing with my mind and, you know, less about how I'm feeling, because I understand that the feelings have less to do with the manifestations than the thoughts do. And even today I was listening to Esther Hicks, because she's so like calming. Her voice is so calming. And she was just saying that, you know, you monitor the feelings because the feelings let you know where the thoughts are at. And she just kind of like just said it in passing, but I was like, even Esther Hicks, or Abraham, actually, she was Abraham at the time, I guess, is confirming that, yeah, the feelings are obviously extremely important, because they're so real and they're like visceral, and you know, we don't really feel thoughts, but we feel the feelings associated to them. And it's like, that's what kind of, that's like we measure the success of our life against, I guess. But the feelings, of course, very important, but the thoughts are providing the transcript that the 3D world is being built off. So it's just, to me, it's so important to make sure that we're using our thoughts wisely and to our benefit, and, you know, for us, not against us. And so it's like, no matter how you're feeling, I get it, and it's valid, and of course, and sure, you can feel that way. You should feel that way, probably. I mean, I probably would too. But how long do we say, "Oh, this sucks. Oh, this is hard. Oh, I don't know." Like all that other stuff that comes along with going down the road of the negative feelings. That's where the trouble comes in. So, like, that's where I really want to just, you know, remind everyone that doing what you can to take care of your emotional health helps with your mental health, or even if I want to say doing what you can to take care of your emotional well-being helps with your mental well-being, because they're obviously linked and cannot be separated. Well, that's not true. I think there are some people that can separate them, and then that's fine. And everybody has, again, like I said, everyone's different and everyone's built and wired differently. And so, you know, what works for me may not fucking work for you. And I see that a lot, like, you know, as a coach, that's something I have to accept, is that like my way, my personal way, what Roxy does to deal might be the thing that fucking undoes somebody else, because I am like, bitch, get your thoughts together. Let's do this. And that might be really fucking damaging for somebody else. And again, this, you know, this is just coach stuff, but like really the most important thing I can say and get across, hopefully, to anybody that's listening, is that your own practice and way of doing it, way of making life work for you, is what is most important, because it is your life and you're the one living it, and nobody can make it what you want it to be except for you. So we have to make sure that we're not relying on other people or expecting other people to do that for us. We have to find it within ourselves. And that can be done through things like meditation, yogas, working out, running, talking to your spirit guides, talking to yourself, going out in nature, convening with animals, communing with animals. Just really anything that like kind of gets you out of the worries, the doubts, all the swirling thoughts, and kind of puts you in the headspace of like, just in my body. I'm just in my body, just being me, just like this is just doing life, you know, whether I'm just existing or I'm living or I'm thriving or I'm working out, I'm testing myself, I'm enjoying myself, I'm getting off the subject, I'm getting on the subject of something else. It doesn't really matter. It's about that, making that connection that goes beyond the haze and the cloud and all that bullshit that we kind of cycle around in our minds all day long. So in my quest to kind of connect with my shit deeper and just be really conscious of making that space for myself, making the space in my day to do it. Like sometimes you're like, oh, I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time to do it. Or I don't, you know, it feels like a chore, but really it's like, it like literally is like 15, 20, 25 minutes. And I could spend triple that time just accidentally opening Instagram or something, you know, like just going down the rabbit hole. So it's totally worth it. I'll go down, you know, and waste 15 minutes on bullshit every single day on some shit. So like, that's the way I justify it. It's like, okay, if I can do all that stuff, I can take 15 minutes to do the meditation, get myself on track, get myself out of, you know, the reactionary place. Cause that's what meditation does for me personally. It helps me not react. So I like to have something going when I'm in the shower, just because, like, for a few reasons. Like being in the shower is a really important time for a few reasons, because you're surrounded by water and water transmits information. So you can get a lot of like downloads and ideas and stuff when you're in the shower. But also it's like idle time where your mind could be doing some crazy shit that's like not beneficial for your, you know, your mental diet or your manifestation or whatever. And so it's really important to me that like I get a hold of that time and make sure that I am using it wisely. So anyways, shower time. Good for manifesting, good time to focus, good time to stay on track with what you're doing. And I wanted to find a meditation. It didn't really matter. I just like, I'm kind of picky in that, like, I'm sensitive to the voices. I'm sensitive to certain accents. Like if I have to, like, if it's like something that I have to like try to figure out what they're saying. Like I've listened to some, like, I like Australian accents actually, because the one I chose to pick, the one actually, the affirmations I listen to every single day, and this meditation I'm talking about is an Australian woman voice. But there is another one where the Australian accent is just like a little too thick, and like I feel like I have to translate it while I'm listening, and so it's like it's too hard. So I'm like, I'm really picky about the voice. I am also a musician and a vocalist myself, and I think that's part of it. It's just like I'm sensitive to the sounds and the music that's playing and stuff. So I'm kind of picky when it comes to listening to meditations and affirmations from other people. Also, I create them myself. So I'm like, you know, it's like, it's kind of weird, like listening to someone else. It's like, it has to be like good enough for me, for my standards personally, like what I like for me to listen to it. So anyways, I'm looking through all these meditations. I'm trying to find the right one. And I find this one and I was like, okay, this one, she has a nice voice. I can listen to it. And I'm reading the comments just to kind of see what people are saying about it. This happens to be a meet your spirit guides. That is what the meditation was about, is meeting your spirit guides. And I do just want to preface this by saying that, like, I tried to one time do meditation, like while I was falling asleep, to like see my spirit guides. It wasn't like a guided or anything. I just was like, okay, like, let's see some spirit guides. And I didn't really see anything. I never really tried it again. The only other time I've really even had any sort of like encounter with my spirit guides is I had a psychic come over to my house. Her name is Brittany Lee. She's on Instagram, and she told me that I had like 8 guides. Like, she was like, you're like flanked with like 4 on each side, like 2 women, 2 men, like 2 couples on each side. You have like 8 spirit guides. They're just like flanking you, like behind you. They're like, bitch, here we are. We got you. Like, you're good to go. We are guiding you and shit. And I don't know why, but I just, like, I tend to shy away from the spiritual shit just because, like, I am more analytical. Like, I am more, like, black and white. Like, I was an atheist before I discovered law of attraction. So, like, it is kind of weird for me to be so, I mean, like, my whole career is based in the spirituality realm, I guess, if you want to look at it like that. So, it is very strange. Like, just know that, like, I am on board with this because I was a non-believer before. And I just have seen so much and, you know, experienced so many things that I just don't question it anymore. But, you know, I like the stuff that is unseen is still just like a big, like, you know, like ghosts or ancestors or spirits or like negative entities, like that kind of stuff. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know about that. Show me the fucking receipts. Like, where's the evidence about it? But anywho, so, like, me doing spirit guide stuff, I'm just telling you all this just so you know, like, I'm going into a spirit guide meditation, like, green AF. I don't know shit about spirit guides. I barely started believing in them, like, 3 days ago, okay? Like, it's new for me. So, I'm reading the comments because I'm like, okay, spirit guide meditation, that's kind of weird for me, but I liked the lady's voice. And, like, I was looking for maybe, like, 10 minutes. I hadn't found one that I liked. So I was like, okay, I like the way she sounds. I like the music. I could listen to this one. Let me just read these comments and see what people are saying. So I kind of went down the rabbit hole of comments. A lot of, you know, some people saying they couldn't do it, but a lot of people were, you know, describing the meditation, describing what they saw. It was on my phone, so I was like, it was playing in the background while I was looking at the stuff. So I was hearing kind of about like what we would be going to do, you know, going down the stairs and getting into a garden and yada, yada, yada. And so I was like aware of what I was getting myself into before I went into the meditation. And also, I do want to say, like, I did read some people's experiences and like what I experienced was like there were elements to some stuff that I read from other people. So like even in the meditation, I was like, okay, am I just like seeing this because somebody else put the imagery in my mind and like this is what my brain is like taking me to? But like I'll explain like why I don't think that in a moment. But like anyways, so long story short, to get the story fucking started, 22 minutes in, I did a meet your guides meditation and it was really nice. I liked it. And I was going to say it was cozy. It was kind of cozy. I enjoyed like the talking down process of like getting into like the area where you're going to go meet your spirit guides. Okay. So I do my thing. I'm going down some stairs. I get to a garden and, you know, get bottom of the stairs. There's a garden, whatever. I get to this garden. First thing that happens, I get to this garden is just like all of these animals just come straight up to me. Like I was just like flanked with animals. It was like kitties and bunnies and puppies and tigers and like fucking birds and shit. And it was just like really cool. Like the second I got in there, it was like bloop, all these animals just came straight to me. And I felt very like, yeah, of course. Like, duh. Like, cause I am such an animal lover. Like I'm like love animals more than, we'll just leave it there. Cause I don't want to say anything mean. I love animals. I'll just say that. I'm one of those people. One of those fucking people. I always have been. Like Elmira. You remember Elmira from Animaniacs? Like, not that like squeezing that hard, but yeah, like I'm that kind of person. Anywho, I mean I had a fucking dog on my lap and a cat on my back in the beginning of this episode. I still have a cat back here. Anywho, back to the stories. So I get into this garden surrounded by all these animals. I'm just like petting all these animals and they're like, yeah, bitch, what's up? Like, you know, it was just like very much like they're like, yay, she's here. And then like you do these other things, yada, yada, yada. You're sitting there and your spirit guide comes up to you. Spirit guide's walking. So first thing that happens is I had read somebody said that they saw a woman who was in like long white robes and she had
white hair and bright blue eyes. So I had read someone say that, okay? So that was like in my mind, I guess. I read a bunch of them. Multiple people, like a lot of people saw their like passed on relatives or passed on friends. And then other people were seeing like these other entities, right? So again, my first time, I don't know shit about spirit guides, okay? To be really honest with you, because I just have like shied away from that stuff, like the weird, like not the weird spiritual stuff, but just again, the unseen stuff that's like, I can't see with my eyes. I'm like, nope, doesn't exist. So again, new to spirit guides, new AF. Anyways, I see this figure's coming towards me. And like, I saw the feet first. It was like a movie, like when you're like panning up, you know, and I see like feet walking in like white robes. So like, you know, like that, the idea of like robes, like flowing, as like feet are moving through it. It was like that. And then like my gaze panned up and it was like a woman in white flowing robes. She had long, straight white hair parted down the middle and she was completely blue. She was had blue skin. And I was like, okay, what's up? Hello. I was like, what's your name? And like, before I could even like finish the thought of like, what's your name? I heard Andromeda right away. Andromeda. So I was like, okay, what's up, Andromeda? Cool. And like, we're sitting there and we're talking and like, I'm looking at her and I'm realizing like, okay, she looks like me. Like she had like adornments, like jewelry and piercings and like rings and tattoos and like decorations on her skin and fucking long ass fingernails, which I cut them all to so I can play guitar now, but I used to like for years, I used to have like long, super long claws like all the time. So long, super long fingernails and like, you know, the white hair. And I just like, I looked at her and I was like, oh my God, I, Roxy in the 3D, I have been trying to recreate that look my whole, I mean, like I literally, my hair is white, bleached white, and it has been for years. The nails, the adornments, the jewelry, the fucking tattoos, the piercings. It was just like, I was like, oh my God, I've been recreating this my whole, like without even realizing it. And she looked like me, but she was blue. It was almost, it was like if I was like the diva, blah, 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 gula, whatever, fifth element. She was like that, blue, but like beautiful. And like, what, anyways. I'm like, she looked like me. She was so beautiful. She was, though. She was gorgeous. And it was just like, and oh, she also had really pointy ears that like came out, like these like points that came out. So I was like, oh, I was like, I'm you. And she's like, yeah. Like, it was like, we're the same. And I was like, I am Andromeda. Okay, I get this. This makes sense. So I asked her, I said, should I continue doing Roxy Talks? And she's like, if you want to. And I said, you know, aren't I supposed to be helping millions of people? And she's like, you already have. And I was like, well, you know, like I want to do what fulfills me, you know? And she's like, I basically kind of got an image of like the Pied Piper, almost like, not in like a creepy way, but just like people being like following you with like the music. Cause I'm like, I'm in this transition of like, focusing more on music just because that's who I am. I'm a musician before anything else. And like, I've been kind of ignoring that to build my business, which is fine because I'm working the music back into the business. But, you know, it was kind of like this implication of like, if I just do music, like, is that going to be okay? And she kind of showed me like the Pied Piper, like, and it was basically like, she told me, she's like, well, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. People are going to follow you because that's what you're here to do. You're here to speak to people and you're here to guide them. And so no matter what it is that you're doing, you will have people that are naturally going to follow whatever you're doing. So you just might as well do what you want to do. And, and that's when I saw like an image of her. It was weird. Like I'm speaking to an image and I have an image of her like, oh, I forgot one thing. I forgot one little thing. In the guided meditation, they say your guide is coming up. Someone's coming up to you. You can go, you know, you can walk around with them. You can ask them to, you know, sit and da da da. Some people were in the comments were talking about how they like sat with their grandpa on a bench and stuff like that. And I was already like sitting at this stream with all these like animals. And so I asked her, I was like, do you want to sit by the stream and pet kitties and puppies with me? So this scene where I'm having this conversation with her, like, should I, you know, asking if I should continue doing Roxy Talk, should I just focus on the music, whatever. We're sitting like on the bank of a little stream petting like kittens and puppies and bunnies and like we're just like sitting here petting little animals, having this conversation. So I'm talking to her about doing music, and I got this again. I was like, I had a vision of the vision I'm having, a vision within a vision, an inception vision, and it's her like sitting with like a, not like a ukulele, but like a small, like a lyre or something, like a small, like guitar type in stringed instrument, sitting by that stream that we were sitting by, just playing the fucking little mandolin shit, like that little guitar thing that she had. And it was like, I get it now. Like the reason why I'm so drawn to music and so drawn to the animals is because that's my true nature. Like my first spirit guide that came to me was like this version of me that I've been channeling unknowingly on planet Earth. And like, I say this realizing how ridiculous this, like, to me, this sounds, I don't want to use the C word, but it sounds like, you know, it sounds like a weird story, like, okay, what an interesting story you had. Like, was there like mushrooms involved? No, I'm just kidding. I've never done mushrooms before. I've never done any drugs except weed. Other than that, no. Anyways, so I realize how this sounds, I guess. To me, it sounds kind of crazy. But this was just like 3 days ago. This just happened. This is a real conversation, cognizant conversation I had with my supposed spirit guide, Andromeda, who is looking like a mirror, pretty much a mirror image of this thing I've created on my outside, but blue. And telling me that, like, bitch, music is, you are music. You can't get away from it. And that's why you feel shitty when you don't do it, is because you, like, the music is you, the animals and the music. And those are the two things, the only two things that I truly, truly, really care about. Like, the most I care about are animals and music. And it was like, when I went there, it was like the animals just came right up to me. Like, they're like, oh, she's back. You know, just like when I walk in the house and like all the animals are there waiting, same thing. They were just like, oh, hi, you're here. And then it was like the music. And I just felt so much like, okay, that's my true nature. This is like, I am fucking an extension of this shit. And I'm seeing it. And they're telling me, like, just do what you got to, just do what you want to do. And so the one complaint I will say about this meditation is that it's too short. And one thing I did see in the comments, I've said that so many times. Another thing I saw in the comments is people saying right before she said, okay, we're going to wrap this shit up, I like had this intuition and I said something like, okay, I think our time's almost up or something like that. Like I saw a couple people had mentioned that they instinctively knew that it was about to end before it ended for her. So for me, what happened was right before it ended, it was like almost like a TV switched on, two more images, boom, like, boom, like that sound of like old TV, like, old, boom, you know, you know that sound, boom, that sound of like power, boom, kind of thing. It was like two, all of a sudden, two images just boom, like just like populated into the space, like behind Andromeda. And they were like still like light and static. So I couldn't see what they were, but it was just like two figures, like boom, immediately. And they were just standing right behind her. And then the lady was like, all right, it's time to go. And I was like, oh shit. So I was like, all right, I'll see you guys next time because I am definitely coming back. I had such a good time. Like I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking Andromeda. Right. So then I'm still in the shower. And then my husband comes in the bathroom. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I just went this crazy meditation. And like by this time I got to Google. I needed to Google. I was like, I need to know what Andromeda is. Like, what is, I obviously have heard the name, you know, before, but like, I don't know the implications of it. Right. So I've got one arm out of the shower and I'm Googling Andromeda. My husband walks in and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I just did this meditation. This is what I heard. And I told him about it as I'm Googling it, right? So then I'm like, okay, so Andromeda was a Greek goddess. Part of the thing that was really important about her is, I wanted to say this for the end because I'm going to bring it back around, but I'll just tell you now. The one thing about Andromeda that was really important and stuck out to me was that she wasn't just a Greek goddess. Actually, she was black. She was she was dark skinned. She could have been like Indian, black, like North African. But if you don't know, if you're listening and don't know this, I'm actually mixed. I know I look very white. I'm very light skinned, but I'm not white. I'm mixed. I don't identify as white. I identify as mixed. So my black heritage is very, very important to me and is something that was like, it's a big part of my life, even though I know like what I look like. So the fact that she was like a black goddess was like, I don't know. it was just something that was like, this gets weird because it's weird to talk about these kind of things a little bit, but it was just interesting to me that, you know, of all of the people that came to me, it was like the known black goddess, right? So it just was very nice and ancestral. So then I'm telling my husband about it and he's like, oh yeah, Andromeda. That's like Andromeda. It's like a starseed race. And I'm like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, it's a starseed race. I'm like, okay, hold on. I didn't know that. Cause I'm looking at like Andromeda. Like I was like, I think I Googled Andromeda mythology because I literally didn't know it. And I think I was probably thinking Greek. Cause I'm like, I don't know Greek. So I didn't even know that apparently Andromeda starseed is a fucking thing. Okay. So then I Google, arm still in the shower, arm out of the shower. Andromedan starseed. I didn't even know. It was just like, I tried to put it and it was like, that's what it was, Andromedan starseed. And that's like what it corrected to. And I go to Andromedan starseed and click on Google Images and see a fucking, not a, pictures of the woman I met in my fucking meditation. Long white hair. Blue skin, adornments, white robes. Some of them have, like I was showing my husband, I was like, oh my God, this one has her ears in it. Like, not all of them have the ear. Anyways, I have like 6 pictures now on my phone of, where's my phone? Can I show it? Oh, it's on the charger. Next time. Just Google Andromedan starseed and look for these blue skinned, white haired bitches. And I saw her in my fucking meditation. She told me her name. I Google it. Look at my goddamn cat. This is why you got to watch the podcast. I Google it and she's a real person. She's a real thing. It's a real thing. So apparently I'm an Andromedan starseed. And then when I read like what it's about, it's like exactly, it's like they don't conform. They're good guides. They like, you know, they don't fit into boxes. They march to the beat of their own drum. Like, it was just very much about, you know, like what I'm like. So anywho, that happened. So this morning I did it again because I wanted to see who those two figures were. And this time I wouldn't say I had as successful as a meditation, because I think last time I had like pretty much no expectations and she just popped in right away. And it was like the conversation was really effortless and it just flowed really nicely. This time it was like, I think I was expecting a lot more. So I didn't have as much, I felt like I had to try to stay in there a little bit harder, like focus more intently to like stay in there and just be really of it. And I didn't really get any information until the moment where she's about to close the fucking thing out. Same thing. And right before this bitch says, sorry, and I say bitch with love because I really liked her meditation. Right before this bitch says, okay, we're going to, you know, get the fuck out of here. Again, I heard Balthazar. And then it was like, okay, we're out. So I was like, okay, Balthazar. Who's Balthazar? Balthazar. Man, I'm getting like, I'm having like my heart's like starting to race. Balthazar was one of the three wise men. Not only that, he was the black one. And I don't know. This has been a crazy experience and like, just to, oh man, I can't even, it's hard to verbalize like the implications of just, I don't know, man, it's crazy. It's really crazy. And cause it's hot. Like I'm not about to sit here and complain about my fucking skin tone, like at all. That's not what I'm trying to say, but it's like, it's weird being like a white passing person who's not, you know, who like a person of color who looks white. It's like, it's weird because like you want to be very, I want to be very connected to my heritage, but I look so white that it's just like, it's strange. It's weird to talk about like in public. And so it's like, it's when I have people that understand that and like can validate it for me and like, and like treat me like that. I it's hard to say. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Just like really like not flabbergasted, but just, it's just really cool to make that connection, not only like in the spiritual way, but like in the ancestral way and in my lineage, in my bloodline, in my physicality. And it's just so interesting to me that, you know, I mean, it makes sense, but my body, I chose to come to this body not only having that bloodline, but also that energetic or, you know, cosmic connection as well. So anywho, that was my experience meeting my spirit guides, and I'm gonna go back, and obviously I have more to learn and more people to talk to. I know there's at least 8 of them there. That's what Brittany said. And I've got at least Balthazar and Andromeda to talk to, and we'll see what else is in there, man. Like, certainly a fucking trip. I want to listen to other spirit guide meditations, because I want to make one. I want to make one for you to put out, but I need to listen to like 15 different ones, because I don't like pulling from like too small of a source, you know. Just like, I don't want to feel like I'm copying anybody, or, you know, I don't want to give you the same fucking meditation that that woman put together, even though it was beautiful, obviously lovely. And I want to give you my own that is from my own experience. So I'm going to be going deeper into this idea of communing with spirit guides and opening up that door and seeing what that means. What's behind that door when we open it up? Because this, again, this is like a 3-day-old thing for me. It's very new. I would love to hear about your experience, if you've ever talked to your spirit guides, or like what you have experience. Do you know anything about Andromedans or Balthazar? Because both of those things, like, there's not a whole lot about Balthazar. All I could really find with a 1-page Google search. Actually, no, I searched about 3 pages, eventually landing on the Balthazar on Wikipedia, who was one of the 3 wise men who brought Jesus the myrrh. Smells lovely. And was very expensive at the time. Balthazar, you're so generous. We appreciate you. All of the 3 wise men. Oh, they were also called biblical magi. Like, right? I mean, I was like, I can't fucking believe. I mean, that's kind of stuff that's like, I can't make that up. I didn't know this shit, you know? So to have an experience like in your mind and then come out of it and immediately Google and find fucking historical and pictorial evidence of shit that you just fucking saw in your imagination is like weird. A little bizarre, but fun and intriguing. And I'm excited to kind of see where this leads. So, please comment down below, or, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, leave a review if you'd like. But I would love to hear about your experience with your spirit guides, if you've ever talked to them, what you saw. I had a client that I sent it to, because I talked to her, a client that day. I was like, you got to do this meditation I just did today. And then they ended up seeing, you know, a relative that had passed. So it's like, I saw that both happening, like in the comments, like people seeing relatives, people seeing, like some people were seeing like the Archangel Michael. Like, I know he comes up a lot in like, I don't even know. See, I don't know shit about spirit guides. Like, prayer. When I tell you I'm all about the science, like, I mean it. Anyways, I'm exploring. This part's fun. This part's interesting. And because I'm becoming like, I'm getting more tapped into my spiritual side again, I shy away from it. I do I embrace it and then I shy away. I was raised in a very, very spiritually friendly house. And I think that that's probably why I do shy away from it sometimes, is because it's like, you know, like you just always rebel kind of a little bit against what your parents tell you. You're just like, yeah, whatever, dad, you don't know. Even though like my dad's fucking a psychic and his exercise houses and shit. I'm like, oh, whatever. You don't know what you're talking about, dad. And then he's like, I cannot believe that you do this for a job after all the times you've fucking told me to go fuck myself when I tried to help you. I'm like, I know. It makes sense. It's in my lineage. It's in my blood. It's in my fucking cosmic background. It's in my natal chart. Like, I am here to transmit messages and information and to share peace and guidance and love through whatever means my voice carries. So be that through music and song or podcast, YouTube video, whatever it is. I am here to convey a message. I know that much is true. I've always known that my entire life. Even as a kid, I knew I was here to speak, to share, to something, to guide, I guess. So, speaking of Oh yeah, I was talking about my metaphysical journey because I opened up a freaking metaphysical store today. Grand opening of the blackmoonboutique.com. I'm very proud. I'm very proud. I'm very excited. I'm buying like all the things. I'm like getting high off my own supply of like crystals and tarot decks and pendulums and fucking incense and Palo Santo. I'm like, I need it all. But anywho, if you are into any of that stuff, if you do rituals or cleansing practices, sage, all that stuff, if you want to get into tarot, I got a beautiful deck of lots of stuff off there. TheBlackMoon.com, TheBlackMoonBoutique.com. You can check it out there. And I think we have a code, grand opening for 20% off. Go to TheBlackMoonBoutique.com and get all of your metaphysical needs met. Let me meet your metaphysical needs, baby. All right. Anyways, let's talk about Dear Roxy because it's kind of piggybacking off of what I was just saying about my dad, which people keep asking me to bring my dad on the podcast. So I think that would be really funny. My dad talks way more shit. My dad talks more shit than I do. My dad cusses more than I do. My dad is more intense than I am. My dad is like, okay, I'm not saying that I'm so smart, but my dad is like way more smart than I am. And he's just like, he's like me, but like, more, right? Like older, wiser, more powerful, stronger, a little bit scarier, a lot of bit scarier, funnier. He's funny too. Anyways, that would be a fucking episode. If you think that that would be something you'd like, let me know. I'm going to get Papa Talks on the show. But anywho, somebody asked me today about Dear Roxy in regards to protecting yourself. We were on the Mindset Monday chat, which is my live chat. If you don't already know, I go live every Monday at noon-ish, heavy on the ish, PST on YouTube, and answer your questions about manifestation and other shit. And today somebody asked me about protecting yourself and, you know, making sure that you are keeping yourself safe when you're doing this kind of work. And like, this goes back again to me not listening to my dad, because my dad's always like talking about protecting yourself and making sure that I'm doing that. I'm kind of like the teenager's like, oh, I'm fine. Like, I also think of my, I think I'm a shield, is one thing. So it's like, I mean, if I think I'm a shield and I am one, right? Like, cause I am creating it, and I feel like I wouldn't think that or have that notion if I wasn't. Cause like, not everybody, like who, like not very many people say that about themselves. Me and like Bella Swan. Anyways, no, I know there's other shields out there, but I really do think I'm a shield. And I also project safety and like security around me. When I'm in the car, I'm like projecting a bubble of like light, white light around me. And I also do this thing where I like pour, it's like pouring gold glitter lava out of my chest until it like fills up the whole cavity of like the inside of the car. And then it overtakes the car and the car becomes gold. And then I just kind of like spill it all over the world. And that's just kind of like, okay. And I say everything in this vehicle is under my protection. We're all safe, yada, yada, yada. So I'm kind of like always projecting safety around me and like kind of just like, what's the word I want to use? Like, just like not haphazard, not absentmindedly, just like by habit and by design. I'm just always kind of like, yep, I'm safe. Yep, we're okay. We're all taken care of. We're protected. Definitely somebody was talking about in the chat, you know, putting a white light around you, a white light of protection. I sage every day. I wasn't doing that before I got back into my spiritual shit, but since I'm back on it, I'm saging every day. Saging every day, doing my Palo Santo before I do my meditation and just clearing out my space, clearing out any negativity. And I'm also intending for that and affirming it. I said this even when they asked about me talking about this, you know, the safety and protecting yourself. I'm like, I might not be the best person to ask because like, I just acknowledged that I might actually be an empath like a few weeks ago. Or what was that, a week? That was a week ago? 2 weeks, something like that. Because I've just been convinced that I'm just ruled by my mind, but I'm not. I am a water sign. Let's just say I am a water sign. Okay. And we're all working on it. We're becoming our best versions. But what I can, like, what I do to protect myself is all instinctual. And I also think that that's also being a witch or being, you know, being like, being your power for self is like, doing this, the spells or the intentions that come naturally to you, because like I want to use the word spells, but I don't want to scare anybody away. I don't mean like straight up spell. Like I'm not talking about straight up being a witch, but I mean like, yeah, we're witches. Like we really are. That's just a term that was used, but like we're deliberately controlling and, you know, moving the tides and the momentums of our lives with our focus and intentions and words. So we are spell casting. And I think that, and what I've heard is that, you know, like any spell that you come up with naturally is, you know, from your intuition is going to be stronger than any spell you could read online or that, you know, you could read in a book or that any other person could tell you, because it's your magic that you're doing. And it's the same with manifesting. It's your words that you're speaking. It's your 3D world that you are manipulating in a positive way, not in a negative way, meaning that, you know, you're shaping it, but it's all you, it's all your magic, and it's what you say. So like my best answer, like definitely go ahead and Google it. I mean, that's not my best answer. That's not my best answer. I'm about to say that. What I'm saying now is go ahead and Google it. See what comes up. See what other people say. But my best advice to you is just to do what feels naturally, what feels natural to you, because your intuition is going to be strong and it's going to guide you anyways, because you are, like, you are Andromeda. I am Andromeda. You might not be Andromeda. You might be somebody else. Or who knows? I don't know. Are we all Andromeda? There's a bunch of star seeds. There's like the Pleiadians and the other ones I don't remember. But I remember Andromeda because I guess I'm that. And it makes sense why I bleached my hair to white, adorned my skin with jewels and decorations and all the other things I said earlier. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is we are going to be focused on our mental well-being, our emotional well-being. If you want more about that, check out last week's episode where I talk about that very thing. And we are going to be making space for ourselves and time for things that we love, time for things that refill our cups. And we're going to be keeping our minds open. And if we hear names like Andromeda and Balthazar in our meditations, we're going to fucking Google it and realize like, oh my God, I just talked to a being that's probably been around for fucking infinities. Because that's what I am, right? I am Andromeda. And I am Balthazar. I am you. We are all the same, right? We all are connected. We all are all the same. So use the gifts you are given to your advantage. Use your emotions to gauge where your thoughts are probably leading you. And use your thoughts and your language to steer you in the direction you actually want to go versus letting your emotions tell you where you're going next. Choose it instead of being taken by it. And if you're interested in incense candles, all that other shit, tarot, all that stuff, go to theblackmoonboutique.com. That's my new metaphysical store. It's very fun. I have a lot of the things already. I love to shop. Maybe having a store is not smart as I'm saying this. I'm like, maybe I should have a store with like fishing gear or shit that I'm not into so I don't spend all my money there. But, you know, hey, that's okay. That's okay. We are growing. We are abundant. We are loving ourselves. We are becoming better versions of ourselves every single day. We're raising our vibrations, whatever that means to you. We're connecting internally and externally with the ones around us. And we are allowing ourselves to grow, change, feel, and desire more for ourselves. It's okay. We can reach it. We will reach it. We're going to use our language and our behavior to steer us in the direction we want to go. And then we're going to keep going there no matter what comes along on our way that makes us feel like we can't do it anymore. If you want to work on developing your own practice, check out my 30 days of alignment at my website, roxytalks.com. It is what helped me kind of get my life together and build my practice. That was like, I started it like 2 years ago, almost a year and a half ago, and I'm still going. So it's been like way more than 30 days for me. But it really, really helped. And that's, I'm getting back into like the really, like, again, the hardcore, like not hardcore, like I just mean meditating every day and saging every day and just being mindful every day, at least once. Just why not? It helps me chill a lot. And I always enjoy that. So do what you got to do to help you chill and stay in your mind frame. We are all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you.